Let's play the Dr. Malone clip and bring Dr. Malone in.
Harbor, Washington, here with Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Ryan Cole. And we're here with parents and activists and lawmakers who are really concerned about this safety issue regarding the COVID vaccines. And we've talked about the CDC data that's on the VAERS database and the fact that it is, in spite of accusations that it's not reliable, it is giving us some alarming safety signals. But now we come to a blockbuster story. The New York Times has interviewed CDC officials who admit that they have data that goes beyond this VAERS data. They have granular data that is indicating how many people have been hospitalized, deaths, other data regarding the impact of these vaccines that they admit they've been hiding, and hiding because they're concerned about vaccine hesitancy. Yeah. Dr. Cole, what's your reaction to that?
Well, as an ethical physician who took oaths to the human race, this is incredibly disturbing. These are the people that are entrusted to share with us the truth. To know that they're withholding safety data signals, all in the name of trying to prevent a hesitancy over something experimental that's being used not only on adults, but trying to push this forward on children with no long-term safety record. We can't advance the clock and know what the long-term outcomes are. And to know that they know that there are problems and they're withholding it from the American people, that is scientific fraud.
Dr. Malone.
I completely concur. So I'm just going to read the title in a couple of clips from this blockbuster New York Times piece. And by the way, what I find fascinating is the New York Times is trying to normalize what has been going on at the CDC. They're trying to make it sound like it's acceptable practice. And I strongly concur with Ryan. This meets the criteria of scientific fraud. Withholding data is scientific fraud. So, reading from the title, the CDC isn't publishing large portions of the COVID data it collects. New York Times, February 21st, 2022. Just an amazing title. Read that again. CDC is not publishing large portions of the COVID data it collects. Now, down as you read through this, they say there's a quote from Samuel Scarpino, managing director of the pathogen surveillance at the Rockefeller Foundation's Pandemic Prevention Institute. Okay, this is somebody who is deeply in the non-governmental sector, speaking on behalf, basically, of the scientists at the CDC that have failed to disclose this up till now. Here's what he says, direct quote, "The CDC is a political organization as much as it is a public health organization." I mean, that is totally inconsistent with their charter. He's speaking the truth of the situation. And that's where we're at. The CDC, he is saying overtly, is functioning as a political arm of the executive branch as opposed to serving its mandate from Congress to protect the health and collect the information in this, as the Centers for Disease Control and Surveillance. That is their mission. This guy, Samuel Scarpino, goes on to say, the steps that it takes to get something like this released.
Okay, I want to bring in now Dr. Malone. Dr. Malone, I think the scariest part of that is that they're suppressing the information. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the New York Times, and this is how they get ahead of the stories. They understand, the CDC understands they've been caught. They've been caught because of the pressure of Dr. Malone and his organizations, Dr. Ryan Cole, all these great guys, Naomi Wolf. At West Point, they say, it's you've been found. Okay, so they've been found. So here's how you do information warfare. Understanding that you've been caught, you now go to the friendly mainstream media and the paper of record and you leak. That's what they say, three people familiar with this data. They would be somebody at the White House, and a couple of people at CDC understand this is going to blow up, and they leak, hey, this massive amount of information, only put it a tiny amount, and that's the New York Times headline, but and this is, wait for it, the reason they held it back, particularly the information about 18 to 49-year-olds, was because they did not want to exacerbate the issues about vaccine hesitancy. Ladies and gentlemen, think about the class action suits against the newspapers and the media. Think about the class action suits. The lack of liability that was given to these guys in the experimental stage, it has to be conditioned upon not lying, okay? When they say they don't have liabilities, they got this thing, no liabilities. Let's get into the details of what those liabilities are going to be. Dr. Malone, this is probably the most massive piece of information we've heard about this entire debacle. What say you, sir?
So here's, let's cut to the punchline because we're on the war room and we don't mince words. There's going to come a time soon where there are legal ramifications, just like you're saying. And these physicians and scientists at the CDC have got a choice to make now. It's a time of choosing. It's a question of which side of the bar do you want to be on? Do you want to be a witness or do you want to be on the defense? That's where we're at. We now have a smoking gun about CDC. And this, again, let's not mince words. This meets the criteria of scientific fraud. If I was to publish an epidemiology paper in which I gathered data and I only published conclusions that met what I wanted them to be by deleting data and not reporting the full picture, if I was an academic, I would probably be thrown out of my university. I would probably lose my grants. I would be convicted of scientific fraud. That's what this is. And these docs down at the CDC that are craven and hiding are going to be outed at some point, and they might as well come clean now because it's going to bite them later.
By the way, this is why Collins, you wait, when it all comes out, this is why Collins retired. Most powerful guy, remember, we tried in the transition, we tried to remove him. We were told, you can't touch this guy. This guy spread money through every university. He, and Fauci reports to him, Collins retired. This is going to be one of the biggest.
Now he works directly for the POTUS, just the same as Tony does. He's now a special appointment to the President of the United States. He's still whispering in Brandon's ear.
What I want to make sure everybody, all the whistleblowers, because we're going to push this out, that all, where do the whistleblowers have, the people that want to save themselves, the people that for the betterment of the country know the lies can't be kept anymore, right? Particularly this data of the 18 to 49-year-olds. Dr. Malone, where are they supposed to go? Good people in HHS, over at the Cancer Institute, at CDC, at other places, Tony Fauci's organization, if they want to come to you with information and facts, how do they get to you, Dr. Malone?
Well, they can come to me via our website. The portal that we use for this kind of stuff is info@rwmalonemd. But Steve, I'm going to make it even more blunt. They ought to go to Ron Johnson, or they ought to find a good PTAM lawyer and try to make a buck off of this. If they're so worried about their financial stability, because anybody that whistleblows on this is in a really strong position to activate the whistleblower clauses and get financial compensation because of the massive losses incurred by the entire American public. But I want to really nail down the key thing here is, when are we going to stop letting the pharmaceutical industry determine public policy? That's what's really going on here, is that pharma is, you talk about wag the dog with what's going on in Ukraine. We are allowing the pharmaceutical industry to determine U.S. public health policy.
Because it's a bigger part of the government. That's why I keep saying nationalize it. It's got all the benefits of stock options for the leadership. The American people pay for it all. So when I say nationalize, well, I don't say this lightly. This is an organization. The big pharma is out of control. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You broke it with that Veritas piece that you did a few days ago. I mean, you had it straight out of the guy's lips. That's how this game is played. They're all looking over their shoulder for their cash out option when they leave the government and go work for pharma and make the big bucks. And until then, they got to play nice.
Dr. Malone, how do people get to you? And is it true you're going to be at CPAC? What's your travels? How do people get to you? What's your social media?
I'm still on the fence about CPAC, whether that makes sense. I need to listen to you about that. It's Don Getter at RW Malone MD. And recognize, please, the key here is that this emergency declaration is illegal. We do not have a medical emergency, and Biden is activating a emergency declaration as of tomorrow. The only thing standing between him and suspending the Constitution again for another 90 days is the Senate and the House. And our senators have got to step up to the challenge here, my friends, because that's what's going on, just like Bobby Kennedy said.
By the way, you saw the gutlessness on these amendments they had. I mean, you got Ron Johnson and a couple of heroes, but not many. So you're telling right now, I want to make sure all the whistleblowers should contact Ron Johnson's committee staff, and then we can get to you. What's your Substack? How do people, because your writings have been very brilliant on all these topics on the last couple of days. How do people get to your Substack?
So if you search Substack and RW Malone MD, those will pop, and thanks for the punch, Steve, but this is way bigger than me. These folks have got to come clean, and they can do it for money by hitting a QI-TAM lawyer, or they can do it in an honest patriot way by reaching out to Senator Ron Johnson. But it's time. You're either going to be on the defense or you're going to be on the witness side of the bar. Your choice.
Dr. Malone, and I am your agent to negotiate a better speaking slot for you at CPAC. I'm on it. Trust me, I'm on it. And no fee. It's all for the good of the cause. Dr. Robert Malone, thank you for joining us today.